Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's window onto the world of the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon, this late May Friday afternoon. And if it is late May, that means we're getting into the summer. And for those longtime Stage Talk listeners, you know that in the summertime, we often focus on theaters coming seasons as they're winding down their previous season. They're starting up, announcing their next season. And today is our first show in this series of season shows. We'll be talking with Matt Fernandez, who is the executive director of Anchorage Community Theater. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you.
You are one of the first theaters to announce your next season, your 2018-2019 season, and it's got a lot of really great shows. And just want to touch base on all these shows as well as some other things you've got coming up. But before we get to that, as I was doing some research on your season, up popped another show you're doing that opens May 31st, runs through June the 1st, another play by Shotzi Schaefer's, the busiest playwright in town, The Lady in the Cemetery. Talk a little bit about that show, if you can.
Sure. Well, I'll just say we like being first. We have our normal season set out pretty much, but every once in a while we throw out these second stage shows, and we can run them as long as we want or as short as we want, and it's just a way to fill in, just have something going on in our space. And so especially during the summer months, there's not a ton going on. We do partner with some other groups and whatnot, theater companies, that is. But right when we closed Cassius Clay, Shotzi and Linda Benson had been working in the shadows on this. It's not technically a one woman show, but because it has a couple other actors in it. But I mean, Linda Benson, our beloved, leads the show, Lady in the Cemetery, and it basically came out of one of the stories that came out of the stories in the cemetery,
right,
that goes on every summer.
Yeah,
here.
The annual event that Linda Benson and Audrey Weltman and they put
the
on
Kellys,
the Kellys, yeah, the Kellys, yeah. Where people come by to the cemetery and they see people from the cemetery telling stories about the characters they're
representing. And it's big. It's terrific. I mean, I hear it's terrific. I'm going to make it this year, I promise.
So that's coming out May 31st through June 1st. Don't miss that. Shotzi Schaefer's, again, the busiest. This is their third play being done this year in Anchorage. That's amazing. But in the fall, you start out with probably one of the funniest farces around these days, Don't Dress for Dinner by Mark Camaletti, the same playwright who wrote Boeing, Boeing, for some people who saw that. I think Perseverance did that.
Oh, did they?
And I saw a production of that over in Seattle Rep. And Mark Camaletti is a French playwright, a hilarious farcical writer. But tell us a bit about this play, Don't Dress for Dinner.
Well, I mean, we have we have to follow up on our trend of very successful and funny comedies, and so picking the comedy this season was pretty tough. And Teresa Pond from Cyrano's actually brought this one to my attention, and I was reading it, and the first few pages, I am just cracking up. It just looks so much fun. It's Mark Camaletti, I believe it was a French play.
French playwright, yes.
And adapted for us here in the U.S. By Robin Howden. I think that's how you say it. I haven't met her. It's a comedy farce about a husband and wife, and each one is having an affair with another person, and they are planning to go out and scheme and how to meet this person, but something unexpected happens and they actually need their adulterous partner to cover up for each of them. And so it's an eye-crossing, hilarious farce.
You really can't describe farces
because it's hard.
Too many things happen in them.
Yeah.
And I know in this play here, as you mentioned, husbands and wives and mistresses and lovers and so forth are all over the place. It sounds like amazing. The play performs September 7th through the 23rd is your opening comedy. And ACT's been known as doing some great farces. So this this should be fun. Yeah. Your Christmas show is a show that I find very exciting. It's called A Civil War Christmas, an American musical celebration written by Paula Vogel, who was one of America's, I consider, greatest playwrights, has written this play, A Civil War Christmas, a musical, an American musical celebration. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our outreach coordinator, our outreach director, Colby Bleicher, is a huge Paula Vogel fan, and she brought this one to our attention. And because, again, we've had a pretty good trend with Christmas shows, but and so this was kind of an off-the-wall idea, you know, Civil War Christmas, but the fact that it was a musical was also very appealing as well. We did Lady Day at Emerson's, and that was very, very successful. This show is just it's a beautiful play, and it has such amazing acting opportunities. This is a show that's very, very diverse, and you know that in the past couple years we've been trying to do some plays that especially focus on the Black American experience, and this, you know, with Lady Day and Cassius Clay. This play is going to be another opportunity to bring a real diverse cast together. We got, you know, characters like Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, Robert E. Lee, General Grant, Mary Todd Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth. I mean, just tons of characters. And, you know, this is really kind of our gift, our Christmas gift to the acting community here in Anchorage. And I hope that they will try out for this show, because there's just some great, great parts. The music is beautiful, and it's just like this American play. You know, my wife says, well, Civil War Christmas sounds kind of depressing, you know, Civil War. You know, I said, no, this is an American thing. You know, it's very, it you know, talks about the beauty of Christmas going on during this hard time.
And the music in the show, the music is amazing, because it's not music which has been written for the play. It's music of the time period.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, that's one of my favorite time periods for music. I'm not sure why. Yeah. I just love the hymns and the songs, the folk songs that came out of that time period.
Were you involved in Killer Angels when we did that?
I wasn't, no.
Okay, I thought you were in that. Yeah, that was that was another Civil War show we did. Extremely successful and beautiful on our small stage. And we're going to stage this play on our our ACT stage. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, and I understand I looked at a copy of the script, and there are probably, as you say, 150 characters in this play. Well, we're talking to Matt Fernandez, who's the executive director of Anchorage Community Theater. We're talking about their 2018-2019 season. We've just gotten through Christmas. I forgot to give those dates out. The Civil War Christmas performs November 23rd through December the 16th.
Yep.
You start the new year off with a play which has been done many times, but is always a powerful play, The Diary of Anne Frank by Wendy Kesselman, performing February the 1st through the 24th. What was the decision to do this play?
Well, Krista Schwerting brought this one up to us, and she's on our board. She's directed a lot of plays with us. And, you know, I thought, oh, you know, ACT must have done this show before. And in our 65 years, we've never done The Diary of Anne Frank. You'd think it would just be this community theater thing that we did. Well, Krista brings it forward. Linda Benson, who is part of our play selection committee, basically said, well, you know, this is kind of a dated play. And she's like, this is a new adaptation by Wendy Kesselman. And I think it was recently or done a few years ago with Natalie Portman as Anne. And I thought, my gosh, well, we have to do this play, and we had a lot of success with young Jane Eyre, and you know, a lot of people liked that, and we kind of felt like that this was kind of in the same vein, you know, get a lot of those younger kids in our shows and whatnot, also mixing with the adult cast. We like to have that that dichotomy of mm-hmm. young and old, you know, working together and learning from each other. It's a part of, you know, another part that we bring community to together.
And you know, there's just an article in the paper recently about some new pages that was discovered.
That's very, very exciting. We're gonna have to feature that somehow.
Coming up in your March sort of spring show, one of Anchorage's honorary Alaskan playwrights, Rand Higby, who's had several of his plays done up here, a play which I think was featured last year at the Last Frontier Theater Conference, The Feral Child by Rand Higby will perform March 22nd through April the 14th. And people who know Rand know he has a very interesting look on life.
Yes, he does.
So tell us about The Feral Child.
Well, this play is a quirky riot. A small cast, but an amazing role for a young teenager or even a younger than that girl. Basically, it's, you know, the setting is the 1970s, and a psychologist and his eccentric wife, really good role there for anybody. They basically adopt a girl who grew up in India, raised by tigers, kind of like a Mowgli situation, except she doesn't realize that she's a man cub. She doesn't know that she's a human being.
She still thinks she's a tiger.
She thinks she's a cat.
Basically a
young tiger. And so, you know, it seems like on the outside that he has the best intentions of helping this girl, but his real intention is to write the great psychology mm-hmm. book about how he's healing this this girl. But you know, dealing with teenage girls is trouble all in itself, but trying to deal with one who's believes she's a wild animal proves to be more than he's used to.
And
it's gonna be funny.
Rand Higby, he writes some interesting plays.
Yeah, he's gonna be in Valdez again.
He will be, year. Yeah. We've got 1 minute left. We've got one show to talk about. Also, kind of an honorary Alaskan, Eric Koble, has been here many times. His play, The Giver, based on the the Newbery Medal winning novel by Lois Lowry, is performing your last show May 3rd through May 26th. Tell us a little bit about that.
And everybody's excited about this one. Basically, The Giver is based on a novel, and they recently made a film out of it with Meryl Streep and Jeff Bridges. And this we're bringing it to the stage. It is this dystopian story, kind of in the vein of Hunger Games and Divergent, mm-hmm. and it's going to have a lot of great roles for young folks. It's not like a kids' play. It's a play where young folks can actually show some real acting chops.
A lot of surprises in this play. Well, I want to thank Matt Fernandez, Executive Director of Anchorage Community Theater, giving us a preview for next year's season. And I know there's more coming up than just what you've said. So thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.